I'm Pastor Keith Surface, and this is Simply Christ.
God's amazing grace brought deliverance to my soul. Jesus took my sin away, and His blood has made me whole.
Years ago, the pastor of another church began to visit our services on a regular basis. He invited me to preach at his church, which I did. His congregation, though small in number, was very lively, and from the beginning of the service, there was excitement and great expressions of joy and praise. As I ministered, it appeared as though the congregation was on fire. The amens, hallelujahs, and preach it, brother, never stopped. They were a very excitable congregation, but it was without the presence of God. They were actually a very difficult congregation to minister to. A few weeks later, the pastor visited us again, and as so often happened, the people were worshiping God with simple tears of joy and adoration as the Spirit of God settled upon them and filled the place. There was no shouting, jumping, or loud music, no soundstage, no mood lighting, no vocal band. It was just the saints of God worshiping God in His presence. The visiting pastor came over to me and seemed a bit puzzled. Although I cannot remember his exact words, I remember him saying, "I've never seen this in my life." "What do you mean?" I asked. "The way your people worship, the brokenness, the tears, the calm submission before God," he replied. There was no doubt this pastor was deeply affected by the presence of God in the services and upon the people as they worshiped him. Yet I was equally affected that he had never seen true worship before in his life. The worship service in many places today has been turned into a carefully planned production. The musicians are professional. The singers are moving, and the atmosphere is set up perfectly. Lights go down, and people are easily touched emotionally. Lights go up, and people get excited. The beat picks up, and the energy level peaks. Yes, it is an effective production. But where is God in all this? Jesus said, "The true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth." That's John 4:23. Their worship of God is not a form, ritual, or carefully planned production. These worshipers are born of God's Spirit, and the words they offer God with their lips are also true in their hearts. Their true worship brings them into the presence of Almighty God. When Jesus spoke of these true worshipers, he said, "For the Father seeks such to worship him." Again, that's John 4:23. The Spirit of God seeks out these true worshipers as they lift their hearts and voices to worship him. For these true worshipers, worship is not just something they do, but it is what they are in heart and life. From the days of old, God made it known who would dwell in His presence. He said, "For thus says the High and Lofty One that inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I will dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones." That's Isaiah 57:15. God has always chosen the contrite in spirit over those who offer a religious show of spirituality. A true worshiper will bring the presence of God into a service, be they a preacher, singer, or those standing in the congregation. As the true worshiper begins to worship God, the Spirit of God seeks them out to settle upon them. Often when these true worshipers are gathered together, the presence of God coming upon them will shake the place where they are gathered to worship. I sometimes tell our congregation at Calvary Outreach Church that our church lives or dies depending on the presence of God in our services. When His presence fills our services, we have everything. When His presence is lacking, we have nothing. We do not have the abilities of flesh to sustain us in the absence of God's visitation. We will not offer God a man-made production. If God's presence is not with us, we are naked, and we know it. There is no substitute for the sovereign presence of God upon His people. Everything else is just a cheap imitation. If you want the presence of God to come upon you, worship Him in spirit and in truth. Reject the fleshly forms and carnal displays of worship, and just worship God from the depths of your redeemed heart. True worship does not require great talent, moving music, the right atmosphere, or any such thing. The one thing, however, that it does require is a true worshiper. Is that you? I'm Pastor Keith Surface, and this has been Simply Christ.
So 10,000 angels sing, with every voice lifted in praise. While eternity unfolds, they can never tell the whole of God's amazing grace.
I invite you to join us for Spring Camp Meeting 2026 at Calvary Outreach Church in Conroe, Texas. This will be April 16th through 19th. Over 4 days, there will be 11 services in the presence of Almighty God. We have free rooms available upon request. Just come stay for the whole meeting and let us all worship God in the glory of His presence. For more information, you can email us at contact@clchurch.org or call us 281-572-9200.